was. Your Chuck Taylors were ragged and worn in. It wasn't long till we were counting the days till graduation. We were dreaming of Oregon. You had a cousin in Portland. He had his very own place. So we hatched a scheme for how we get away. Found courage in the bourbon, like sponges we soaked in the night until we sank down and huddled up against the bonfire. We were drunk on our youth and the band and the sound. And I held your head that night, you cried your eyes out on the curb. After he crushed your heart with a single word, Julia, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west? Well, I was quiet, you were reckless, and the boys liked you better, and in truth I did mind. I was thunder to your lightning, you were flame, I was embers, and it scared me sometimes. And just being close to you, it felt like diving from the sky. You couldn't stem the bleeding, and neither could I. Julia, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it
that says you can't kill a frog by dropping him in boiling water. He reacts so quickly to the sudden heat that he jumps out before he's hurt. But if you put him in cold water and then warm it up gradually, he never decides to jump until it's too late. By then, he's cooked.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Bald elephant is smothered in smoking. Buzzard elbows and chitlins a la king. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace, somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Now, 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 now. Take a look at yourself. Woo, I'm telling you, I ain't lying, girl. You look like, something else. Fingers and mosquito pie. There's something wrong with you.
Where's the sun? Where's the sun? Oh, clouds above me. Where are the birds that used to sing? Everything's wrong. Oh, where's that song of love? Where's the one who said she loved me, gone like the flowers I used to bring? Can it be true there's somebody new to love? Oh, don't tell me that, no. Listen, my heart, come here. Don't feel so bad, think of the kisses we knew. You know my heart, the moments we had, maybe she misses them too, yeah. Where's the sun? Oh, clouds above me, don't take the dreams to which I cling. Where's the sun? Where's the one I love? My, yeah.
tous comme un talking about my generation. Ouais, c'est pas tout à fait ça. Je refuse ma brosse à dents. Quel passé celle-là encore? La bleue est à mon père, la rouge est à ma mère, la jaune est à mon frère. Vous avez pas vu ma brosse à dents? J'ai envie de mettre un 10 pour embêter les voisins qui roupillent toute la journée. Quelque chose comme un bon Elvis Presley. Oh, mais c'est vrai, celui-là, il en est resté. Shetland rouge ou bien mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland bleu? Ah, mon Shetland bleu? Mon Shetland rouge?
Doctor, he did a papa, papa, he did a papa, papa, he did a papa. necesitamos trabajar. Tenemos desde 1929 sin chambear. Sin chambear.
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Welcome to Wound Liquor. This is your host, Dr. Nomia, on a very frigid and snowy day here in the area. And I am betting that your stellar so-called rationality sometimes, mind you, gives way to a suspicion that things will get weirder, or just plain bad for you. Very common experience. I mean, you don't have to be ashamed of that. I mean, we all share in a sort of paranoia, you know? So I want to speak to a particular reality that we all experience called fear that little signs and symptoms may mean something big is wrong. hear that? That's one of the little signs and symptoms. Me, for example, I've been chronically ill with some strange physical conditions and viruses since about late September. And I'm trying to suppress a cough, so if you hear my pitch of voice kind of get a little wonky, that's why. And please excuse me if I cough. I can't help it. I can't. I really can't. It keeps me up at night. I really didn't sleep. I haven't been sleeping well. So it's been this near continuous upper respiratory condition, inflammations, hacking, and socially disgusting coughing that I've been doing. And I don't know. I'm suspecting that at best, I have pleurisy, Morrissey, or P pneumonia. I don't know. At worst, TB. But be that as it may, let's talk about you and let's talk about us beyond just feeling physically crummy and being ill. there's so many other experiential and existential situations that are earmarks of this sort of smoldering suspicion that something is going to be majorly wrong. Now, you may think, you may have, not just think, you may have occasions where you thought, excuse me again, this isn't catchy, this is like some sort of bronchial thing, I hope. You may have some suspicion that someone is mad at you. And sometimes it's sort of like a spidey sense that, arises where people's behaviors, their body language, something situationally in those kinds of cues gives you the indication that something may be wrong. And if you're like me, you overcompensate to try to find out what the root of this problem is, which always, no, I shouldn't say always, but for me, most of the time resolves into somebody saying, there's nothing wrong. Sort of this like weird passive-aggressive thing. There's nothing wrong. To be fair, usually there is nothing wrong. And I've overreacted. And maybe you too. I mean, like I said, you know, we want to be liked. We want to be loved. We feel secure with our friendships. And when something odd happens where, you know, you're not invited to Nancy's birthday party or, you know, your friend Timmy decided that he would go to a movie without you or maybe with somebody else, you know, you have to wonder. And if you're insecure enough, you know, it really becomes a burgeoning disease-like phenomenon. So, people may respond to these kinds of issues where you socially were, you know, they're not mad at you, but you better believe they think you're an idiot for being so emotional about it. But beyond that, you know, you may feel like you're about to break up with someone. You know, there's signs and symptoms of that. You know, maybe your engagement ring has been like, you know, found on near the toilet, you know, on the floor. That's a pretty good sign that something may be wrong. So we reality test. I mean, that's what it is. You kind of just want to know that and be reassured that things are going to be okay or are okay and that you're misperceiving things. And I hope most of the time that's what you experience. But every so often, you know, there is an adage, something like if you feel something is wrong, it probably is. Now, I don't know that I give that much credence, but, it's good to get the hackles up on your neck and just be vigilant, but not to the point of being paranoid and goofy, okay? So, I mean, things that seem to indicate something is going to go wrong or something majorly is wrong. You know, for some folks, January 20 is going to be a pretty interesting kind of pivotal moment about that. So anyway, enough. I want you to ponder, ruminate about this very topic, this installment of Wound Liquor today. The fear of little signs and symptoms that seem to indicate something big is wrong or going to be wrong soon, okay? And let's continue.
Nature's wings. Roy.
Roulette with DJ Sideways Peachy on Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Tuesdays at 3 only on WRCT.
Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family was ready to see me, and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Saw your photograph with Charlie Watts. It doesn't mean to say you're not.
just a loser. And you wish you could be Brian Jones. Now he's just a heap of bones. There's one better than you. You're a loser. And you photograph with Iggy too, think it might rub off on you. Nah, forget it. You're a loser. You're just trash. You're just trash. You're just trash. And you're a loser.
Along the walls WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Sin tu modo normal. Pa, pa, pa. Look out! Here comes the wildest bunch of back-clawing, blood-lusting, shine-drinking, pill-taking, pot-smoking, crip-taking, law-breaking, bootlegging, cop-killing, fast-living characters you've ever seen.
It's the moonshine blockbuster of the year. See them both. The bootlegger. He wanted the money, and he didn't care how. He's mean and mad for moonshine. The bootlegger. Plus, on the same bill...
Moonshiner's Woman. Mix moonshine with LSD, and you take a murder trip. Moonshiner's Woman. From the backwoods to the bright lights, she was big trouble. It's big action, big trouble, big excitement. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. Moonshiner's Woman. It makes Thunder Road look like an ice cream social.
Thank you. know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Well, are you enjoying this? I hope so. I am. And I do it for you every Thursday, noon to 2 p.m. And what are you listening to if you just happen to tune in? This is Wound Liquor with your host, Dr. Anomia. And it's a show that deals with different fears. Existential, situational, etc. fears that we all share. And I am dealing today with the fear of the signs and symptoms that let you know something big is wrong. Well, if your paranoia doesn't get the best of you, but these are challenging times, are they not? And you're listening to a music challenging station, WRCT Pittsburgh. Enjoy. It's great. And you know what? You know what? It's time for the radio calendar. And you know what? My favorite announcement, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. So stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and the 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Chapter 339, on 400 Cedar, C-E-D-A-R Avenue, in our beloved North Side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. For each Wednesday event, call 412-321-1834. And a spam call is happening over my iPhone. Thought I was hearing angels in my head. Anyway, yes. So if you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Now, I just want to tell you the background. This is Les Baxter with the incidental music to Black Sunday, that wonderfully scary film starring that Enchantress in a lot of grade B films, horror films, Barbara Steele. And I saw this when I was younger, and it just freaked me out, really. I mean, it's a very scary movie, very atmospheric. But anyway, hold on a second here. We continue with the radio calendar, but this time, the events calendar. The events calendar. Let me dredge it up here. All right, now what do we got? Okay, today, the 16th, January, at 8 p.m. at the Government Center, we have Tough Pill, number 42, featuring Joe Paul and Ben Dumbald. At 8 p.m. at the Pittsburgh Winery, we have Ben Chapman. At 8 p.m. at the Thunderbird, we have G Love and Special Sauce with Ron Artis II. Pardon me. As you know, I may have tuberculosis. Friday, January the 17th, we have at 6 p.m. at Stage AE, Silverstein with Thursday and Split Chain. 8 p.m. at Bottle Rocket, we have Pitter Patter, and it's an EP release show with Tilt Contras. What is this? My eyes are failing me. 9:57, and I Swallow Ghosts. I love that. I Swallow Ghosts. Great band name. 8 p.m. at Government Center, King Vulture, Wave Spy, Trailing Iris, and In Limbo. At 8 p.m. at Mr. Small's Theater, Rubber Bucket with